is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by and presented on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Now, I know you guys missed me. I had took a small little slight hiatus, but I'm back now. You know why the bonus is even better for you? You're going to get an episode today, which is Friday, and you're going to get another one on Monday. So it's almost back to back. Now, I have to address something. As per usual, you guys are like, you're always addressing something. Yes, I'm going to address something. Something happened last night. I'm glad I get to talk to you guys about this. This is a PSA, if you will. You hear the phrase pretty often when people say, dude, you had one job. You hear this often. When someone's going to do something, everything goes haywire. They mess up really bad. And people are like, bro, you had one job. You had one job. Now, I want you to really like take heed of this and think of every situation when you have said that or when you thought it'd be an appropriate, funny time to say that to somebody. It might be a time where, you know, someone has about a bunch of dishes. They spill them. You had one job. Say the dishwasher drops the dishes. You're like, man, you had one job. Say the school bus driver. I don't know. No, that's too much. That's a complicated job. We're not gonna. So let's say the dog walker walks a dog out and the dog gets lost. You had one job. Now, I want to tell you guys about a situation, the ultimate you had one job situation. Now, I won't string this on too far because I know this is not a sports podcast. However, this relates to weird news because this is weird. Okay? Yesterday was the first game of the NBA Finals, just to break it down for you guys. The Cleveland Cavaliers were playing the Golden State Warriors. The Cavaliers and the Warriors, the game is tied. There's about 5 seconds left. The Cavaliers player is on the free throw line. He shoots the free throw. He misses it. The Cavaliers player, J.R. Smith, gets the ball and runs away from the hoop with the ball. Runs away from the hoop. For those of you that don't know what a basketball court looks like, there's a hoop. The guy's under the hoop. He catches a missed shot. He's supposed to put that ball back inside of the hoop. Under any circumstances, no matter what. He runs away from the... He runs in the other direction. We're like, well, what could have happened? They zoom in on his face, and he says this. He says, I thought we had the lead, which is why he didn't shoot the ball. It's why he didn't call a timeout. Here's the thing. We all have mental lapses at our job. But I think even if you're not the best at your job, even if you're not the absolute best at your job, I think that you should know what time it is. I think you should be able to tell time at your job. It's important. Now, hear me out. If you're somebody that's late all the time, because I know these type of people, they're late all the time. It's not because they want to be. They've got some type of internal thing where they think it's okay. I know people like this. I even have to lie to them to get them to show up like an hour earlier to places, and they still won't do it because they're just late all the time. They think it's okay. No one's ever punched them in the face to be late. They've never been in a situation where someone's like, hey, if you're not on time every day for 30 straight days, I'm going to murder you. A lot of us have been in those situations. How? I'm not going to go into that. But a lot of us have been in situations where it's like, hey, you know what? If I'm late, this won't pan out for me. But some people are late all the time. So if you're late at work, fine, I get it. I don't condone it, but I understand. But I think whatever you're doing, you should be able to tell time. And as a basketball player, I feel like you're one of your jobs, if you can't tell time. Maybe you can't tell time. One of your jobs is to know the score. It's to know the score, right? Even if you don't know how, even if you don't know how much time is on the clock, you should know the score. That's your one job. Your one job is to know the score. Why? Because you score points. That's your job. Your job is to score points. In a sport, there's a score, and your job is to score points. That's the only reason that you're even there. That's the only reason you're there. You play to win the game. Let's imagine this. How about this? How about you go to the bank, and you have a personal banker. You ask your banker, hey, how much money do I have in my account? The banker says, you have $57. And you're like, no, that's not right. I should have more money then. I should have at least $10,000. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't your account. You have one job, bro. Your job is to personal bank me. How do you give me the wrong information? And that's even, and you know what? And that's an honest mistake. But if that happens again and again and again, we're mistaking $10,000 for $57. That's a huge difference, right? That's a huge difference. It's a huge difference. Huge. And I use that example because this is the finals. The first game of the finals. The very first game of like the Super Bowl of everything. And you lost track of the score, which makes me think other things. It makes me think this. I'm the type of person where if something happens one time, I'm not like, oh my God, how could that ever happen? I'm more like, how many other times has this happened? That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about how many other times could this have possibly happened? Like, to the point where you're telling me you just don't know the score? You don't know the score of the game? But you're in the game. And I know what this is going to do. For those of people that don't like sports or hate professional athletes, it's going to add to that stigma of they don't care about the game. And you're right. You got to be right. Most don't. Most people just want to go home. They just want to go home. And I say that to say this. Because it's Friday, this is for all of you guys that were trying to get off work today. And something kept holding you back. Something was holding you back from getting off. You're like, oh my God, when is this phone call going to end? Oh my God, will she just order her food? Oh my God, how long is it going to take for the elephant to eat all the peanuts that I fed him? For those of you that feed elephants on Fridays, then you live your weekend. I don't know if there's any elephant feeders out there, but for you guys, shout out to you as well. I'm just saying that don't go somewhere this weekend and judge someone by how they perform their job because there's a possibility they don't want to be there. They just don't want to be there. It's a possibility. This is what I have for you today. By the way, moral of the story is, J.R. Smith was in Oakland. The game was about to be over. He had something on deck to go do. I'm not going to say exactly what he had on deck, but it's the Bay Area. So it's fun times. And he just wanted to get out of there. And that's how it is. Kind of like when you leave your desk, you just leave your computer on. Like you had to go. You know what I mean? So there's that. That's what I have for you guys today. I'm going to give you a heads up that you're never, ever going to win the lotto. I just need you to know that. This will be another PSA. You need to know that you're never, ever going to win the lotto. I don't know if I want to attack society. That's probably the wrong word, probably. What I want to say is I want to give society a heads up on what they like and what they don't like and... How do I say this in a way? Yeah. We'll get to all of it. I'm just saying when things seem fake, you should be happier if something's not real. That's where I'm going with this. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When I get back, it's going to be mayhem. Be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you on and presented by the GSMC Podcast Network. So, as promised, I wanted to make sure you guys knew that you're never going to win the lottery. And you want to know what? Maybe you think you are, but I need you to know that while I'm at the gas station. This is what I need you to know. You're never going to win. You're never going to win. And while you're buying those, I need you to know that everyone behind you is very, very upset. We're all upset because we're trying to get gas and you're deciding that you want to pick lottery tickets. When you're sitting there and you're pointing through the glass, like, I want lucky sevens and I want 43 tens. Oh, and give me that special sparkles. I just made those names up. If those are actual lottery ticket names, then you know what? I pat myself on the back. There. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. My producer is nodding his head at me as though he buys solid lottery tickets. Do you buy lottery tickets? This is what you do? Okay, fine. No judgment. No, I'm judging you. I'm literally judging you. I'm doing a show right now. Stop. Okay, look. So I just need you guys to know, especially this. If you're in there with your kids, don't go buy lottery tickets with your kids. Don't do that. We have enough debt in America. I can't have you going in there with your kids, showing them that this is the way to get rich. No. We can't do that. It's not a good look. At the very least, if you want to buy lottery tickets, please do it not around your kids. Just not around your kids. It's not something. Just don't do it. Don't do it, okay? Don't do it. All right. I had to get that off my chest because there's times when I'm at the gas station and you're sitting here picking them. You're really picking them as though you're at Warren Buffett and he's telling you stocks. And you're like, oh, do I go with S&P? Where do I go? Where's the best growth within the S&P 500? Should I go international? You're really picking these things out. You're never going to win. Then when you do win, it's going to say, guess what? You win another one. You're going to go to the store, get the free one, and buy another one. You're never going to win. Anyway, I myself am someone that, how do I say, I like to participate in the arts of the ostentatiousness. For those of you that don't know what that word means, it's a gross display of luxury and showing off. Can't really show a gross display. I don't have that much money. However, if I have a chance to hot dog a little bit, then I will. Because, you know, treat yourself. Look good, feel good. However, this kid takes the cake. I'm going to tell you what he did. So one of the kids of a high school, the kid that was in charge of the prom planning. Now, probably a group. Let me not say a kid, probably a group. There's a high school in Miami. They were having a prom. They had a jungle theme for the prom. You know what these kids did? They had a jungle theme. You know what they did? They didn't have their prom at a zoo. Okay? They didn't have a safari theme prom where everyone dressed up in the khaki stuff and wore that hat like, I don't want to say Mr. Doubtfire. Like Robin Williams on Jumanji. They didn't do that whole forestry thing. They also didn't have parrots there. Well, I'm sorry, they did have a parrot. They had a parrot, a lemur, a fox, and a tiger at their prom. The prom committee came up with the idea of having a tiger at the prom. A tiger. They had a whole tiger at the prom. Now, I really want to show my age and talk down on, what were they? Are they Gen Xers? Is that what they're called? I want to talk down on them for not being able to be entertained unless they have a tiger there because they have a short attention spans, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff they say. Me, myself, I'm a millennial. I really want to talk down on them. I want to say that stuff. However, this isn't the time for that, and I'm not even that guy. I'm not that guy to do that. I'm really not. I am a guy to say job well done. A bunch of teachers and faculty and staff got in trouble. Somebody went on Facebook and complained about it. Another student that has a brother that goes to the school that had the tiger went on Facebook and complained about it. Talking about, poor tiger, they had a tiger trapped in a cage to take pictures with kids. Really, dude? Really? You're telling me your brother comes home to him and he's like, hey, guess what, Molly? What, Travis? Yo, we had a tiger. We had a tiger at school today. You guys had a tiger at school? What? Yes, at prom. At prom, Molly, we had a whole tiger. You're stupid, Travis. I don't believe you. Here, look at the picture. Look. Look. Oh, my God. Do you guys take a picture with a whole tiger? That's disgusting. What? I'm going on Facebook right now. And she went on Facebook and basically just told everyone that there was a poor tiger that was unset, that was upset and unhappy that he was there with a bunch of kids at prom. I don't really know what that woman's talking about, because you can survey all the tigers left in the world. Maybe there's 301. I'm not sure. But ask all those tigers. Ask all 301 tigers in America right now whether or not they've been to prom. I bet 300 of them are telling you no. But this one tiger got to go to prom, and he went with the fox. No pun intended. He went with the parrot and the lemur. I don't know what a lemur is. I think it's like the thing that looks like a really big rat / raccoon / monkey. I think a lemur is a monkey. I think. Is it a, do you know? It's like a possum monkey. Okay, fine. They had all that stuff there. So I'm really not in the position to talk down on these kids. I think it's great. In fact, I'm not going to say I'm jealous. I'm not going to say I'm envious, because I never want to go to prom again. I'm too old to go to prom. I'll go to like a ball that has like, that where adults can get dressed up, you know, and get, but I'm not really in the prom because we can't do anything there anyway. There's no, we can't do anything at prom. I have no interest in going back to prom. Not a good time, but after participating in the adult world, I don't think prom could really get that much more outstanding. But I give it to these kids, because to have a tiger at your prom, yo, that's next level ostentatious. And I tip my hat to them. And for anyone that's upset about it, I mean, I'm sure they had something within the prom credits that said no animals were hurt during the planning of this prom. And that's fine. That's fine. For someone else to go on the internet and complain about it that wasn't even there, I think that's a problem. I'm completely okay with people supporting causes from a long distance away. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, if you're not involved, you shouldn't have anything to say, because then nothing would ever get done. So for those of you that are crusaders for particular causes, I'm fine with that. However, if you're not at the prom that has the tiger at the prom and your brother goes to the school that had the tiger, I feel like you should keep your nose out of your brother's business, because now he's never going to have a tiger at prom again. And you're just jealous because your school didn't have a tiger at the prom. That's the problem. That's the problem. Just be honest about it. But there was a band once called 3LW, and they used to say something like, haters are going to hate and players are going to play. And if you ever have a tiger at your prom, just be careful that you don't go home and tell your sibling, because they may just snitch on you. They might. For all, I mean, I feel like he probably got in trouble too. I feel like Travis got in trouble by his parents, because Molly went downstairs. It's like, oh my God, mom, did you know that Travis had a tiger at the prom? And the way Molly looked, it seemed like she has one of those moms that might be really concerned, that might, you know, be, oh, what? There was a tiger there. Like, I'm not going to front. My mom will call too. My mom would be like, what? What do you mean? Y'all had a tiger at school? Wait, hold on. This is unacceptable. So I'm not even going to hate on Molly's mom, because my mom would have probably called the CPS, who's the tiger patrol? Who do you call in the tiger? You call the ASPCA? They're not coming for no tiger. You call the police? I think you call the feds. I believe you. But you know what's amazing to me is that I really wasn't even aware that you could just rent a whole tiger like that. I didn't know you could rent one. When I first read the story, I was under the impression that one kid did it. But after I read more of the story, it seems like it was the idea of the prom committee. So apparently they rented this tiger from some guy that has like an animal service where you could just bring animals to your house. Now, that's legal? Like, you could just pimp out tigers? I didn't know that's something that you could do. This might be a business that I might want to look into. Because if you could just pimp out tigers, I would just accumulate a whole bunch of tigers, because you know people want to take pictures with tigers. Who doesn't want to? I don't. Who doesn't want to take a picture with a tiger? Who doesn't want that? The only problem with having the pimp out tiger business is this. If the tiger gets out of the cage, either you get sued or you die. That's my only problem. The liability is too high. It's just too high. It's too high, because I'm either going to die or get sued. That's the only way that business ends. You know how when you're on the block selling drugs, well, not when you guys are on the block, but when people are on the block selling drugs, they say there's only three ways out of this: jail, death, or prison. Wait, no, those are three. Wait, jail. Yeah, there's only three ways out: jail, death, or prison, because jail and prison are different, I presume. And this is the way this tiger business is. If you're pimping out tigers, there's only two ways out. You get sued or you die. It's the only way out. There's no walking away from the game. Oh my God. That topic was a lot more fun than I expected it to be, because when I read it, I was like, wait a minute, this seems really cool, but how far is this going to go? And as I began to talk and speak to you guys, I realized, you know what? This is really entertaining. Why? Because they're teenagers and they have a tiger at the prom. Can you imagine? Oh my God. All right. So I'm going to take one more quick commercial break. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you guys all about why you shouldn't like the stuff that you like, because it's affecting what you dislike. Ooh, isn't that deep? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the world famous GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Now, the way I got to this story was I was checking my bin of weird news, and then I saw the story and I was like, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about some baby getting stabbed. That's weird, but I don't have a way. I don't want to talk about that. And then I started to read through it a little bit more. Turns out it's fake, which is great. Now, this video was of two women. One woman is like stabbing a baby, and the other woman's crying. And apparently the headline was "Woman stabs baby over because to make boyfriend upset" or something like that. Crazy, right? Apparently the video went viral and got like 1.2 million views, like really fast, probably, I believe, within like the first hour. They found that it was fake and that the baby wasn't a real baby and the two women were acting. There's blood everywhere. It's crazy. And they approach the guy and they're like, why did you make this video? And he says, the reason I make all my videos is because stuff like this is happening all the time. People need to be made aware of it. And you know what? In some places, in, decrepit, disgusting, disenfranchised, terrible fifth world like places in America, like, kids do get stabbed now. And the guy made the video to, I guess, raise awareness and get views, whatever. And then he's also made several of these like prank videos or whatnot. What got me was that people were really upset that he made the video. They were, but not upset. Okay, so I haven't seen the video, right? And if I tell you about the video, if you're upset that he made it, fine. But people that watched the video were upset that he made the video. Now, let me get this straight. And not upset he made it, but upset that he faked this video. Let me get this straight. You are upset that a baby didn't die? Wait, what? What? What are you talking about? What are you even talking about? Like, and this is the problem. This is the problem. We've become so desensitized to like crazy things happening that when something crazy doesn't happen, we're disappointed. Like, what? Really? That's terrible. Just so you know, that's a terrible look. So you should be careful what you click on online. You got to be careful. You really genuinely do. That's why they have all these fake fight, not even fake fight videos, but like, yeah, like videos online with people fighting. And there's so many of those watched that I feel like if someone found out, no, this happens all the time. have an Instagram account, right? And sometimes there's fights on there that are posted. And in some of the comments, it's like, boo, this is fake. Really? You're upset that someone didn't really get stomped out? Like, if you're just here for entertainment, here's my question. If you're just here for entertainment, then why are you upset that someone didn't really get hurt? I mean, you were entertained. If the video had 1.2 million views in 1 hour of a baby getting stabbed up, which is gross. It's incredibly gross. And you're telling me you saw that, was like, oh, that was gory. That's what I needed to get through my day. Too bad that baby died. Oh, well. On with my doubt, eat my Lunchable. Then you find out the video is fake. You should be like, whew, good thing that baby's still alive. I'd have been concerned. But instead, you're like, oh, I can't eat this Lunchable anymore. That video was fake. There's a little baby running around alive that I thought was dead. What's wrong with you? What's wrong? What's wrong with you? So I'm really glad that I got to see that. I'm glad the video isn't real. One, I didn't see it. Two, when I saw the story, I was like, man, that's really sad. Like, that's terrible. Why would somebody do that to somebody? And I know crazy things happen. I'm completely aware that crazy stuff happens all the time. You want to know how I know crazy things happen all the time? Because about 10 minutes ago, I told you about how someone brought a tiger to school. And then 10 minutes ago, there was someone playing a professional sport that they received millions of dollars for, and they didn't know what the score was. Crazy things happen all the time. In this situation, I'm glad that what was crazy didn't actually happen. I'm just happy it didn't go the way that I thought that it went. And for those of you that are upset that this guy made this fake video and there's one extra baby alive in the world, shame on you. Shame. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to sign off for now. So you're going to live long, prosper, and watch your potholes as always. However, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to go enjoy my weekend, but I'm going to come back on Monday and give you more. So not only are you going to hear me right now, not only are you going to hear me right now, but you won't have to wait a whole week to get the extra 30 minutes. All you're going to wait is 48 hours. Can you handle waiting 48 hours? I believe in you. I hope so. You want to know why I believe in you? Because you believe in me. This has been your favorite host on the GSMC Weird News Podcast, presented by and brought to you on the world famous GSMC Podcast Network. May you live long, prosper, and wash your potholes. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Goodbye.